Services.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Boston Red Sox have won 14 games in a row after edging Baltimore 6-5. The Orioles committed four throwing errors. Yankees and Tampa Bay each won. Cleveland hit seven homers and beat Minnesota 13-4. Milwaukee now has the best record in the majors after its win 8-3 over the Mets and ex-Brewer Freddie Peralta. Philadelphia held on to beat the Dodgers 10-7. Detroit in 10 innings won 8-6 at the Cubs. Houston sent Miami to a seventh straight loss 8-5. Yordan Alvarez with two more homers. He has 33. Seattle has moved into first in the AL West after an 8-0 victory over Cincinnati. Cal Raleigh at a grand slam. The Angels took a late game 3-2 over St. Louis with two runs in the bottom of the ninth. WNBA New York won in overtime at Dallas. Minnesota edged Seattle. Alex Palou won the IndyCar race in Nashville. The event had been rained out Sunday.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Public information session scheduled for Future of Diablo Canyon. Groundbreaking ceremony for Creston Road Phase 2 this morning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 75 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County of San Luis Obispo invites residents to attend an informational session on the possible extension of Diablo Canyon Power Plant's operation through 2045. The session will be held Thursday, July 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Concho Shajin Government Center in San Luis Obispo. PG&E representatives will provide updates on plant operations, safety systems, seismic monitoring, fuel storage, and regulatory oversight. Key speakers will also present information associated with the proposed extension on economic impacts. The meeting will be streamed live as well at slowspan.org for those who cannot attend in person. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend a groundbreaking ceremony for Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvement Project. The ceremony will be held this morning at 10 at the site of the roundabout construction near 625 Rolling Hills Road. The city says parking is limited and to enter on Rolling Hills Road from the north via Union and Golden Hill. Mayor John Hammond and representatives from Senator John Laird's office will speak on the project. Atascadero Police Department to hold annual military equipment community meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Atascadero Police Department invites community members to attend its annual military equipment community engagement meeting next week. The meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 28th at 4:30 p.m. in Room 106 of Atascadero City Hall. California AB 481 requires law enforcement agencies to conduct annual public meetings regarding the department's military equipment program, providing an opportunity for community members to ask questions and offer comments. A San Luis Obispo County jury found 36-year-old Paul James Meager of Pismo Beach guilty of violating a criminal protective order in September 2025. Police responded to the disturbance at a local residence, and Meager was reportedly arguing with a protected victim, refusing to leave the location. Records reveal that Meager was prohibited from harassing, threatening, striking, assaulting, or disturbing the peace of the victim. The victim reported that Meager became aggressive, knocking items off walls, throwing objects, and making threatening statements. Meager faces a maximum sentence of up to 1 year in county jail. His sentencing is scheduled for August 12, 2026. One person is dead from a rollover crash yesterday afternoon on Adelaida Road, west to Paso Robles. CHP said the vehicle rolled over off the roadway and onto its roof about 45 to 75 feet down a hill. Medics arrived and confirmed the driver died in the crash. CHP has not identified the name of the victim and say they would release updates as information is confirmed. The California Mid-State Fair opens at 4 p.m. today. A reminder that shuttle services are available at the Albertsons Shopping Center, 10th and Spring Street at City Hall, and the Lowe's Shopping Center. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Howard Jones on the Things Can Only Get Better tour. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Athletics over the Diamondbacks 5-2, the Royals beat the Giants 4-3, the Braves over the Padres 3-2, the Phillies beat the Dodgers 10-7, Yankees over the Pirates 8-5. Tonight, the Angels will face the Cardinals, the Giants will go against the Royals, the Padres will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Pirates. In California news, the Food and Drug Administration has announced the reduction of the detection of the parasite in iceberg lettuce from Taylor Farms, believed behind the cyclosporiasis case in the U.S., was a false positive. The FDA said they're still advising people to not consume the recalled products, and they're still working to identify the potential source of the parasite, likely at Taylor Farms. The parasite has an incubation period of up to 2 weeks, so patients may not remember what they ate. A 53-year-old city manager in the Bay Area was arrested less than 3 weeks after taking the job for being found on board someone else's yacht. Elaine Forbes was taken into custody at 7 a.m. on Saturday by the Marin County Sheriff's Office. A yacht captain was moored nearby and heard a boat horn blaring at about 5:30 a.m. He found Forbes inside the wheelhouse with open alcohol containers on the vessel. A federal judge on Monday granted a request by 12 states, led by California, to halt the merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers Discovery for at least 2 weeks. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRO News Time is 8:15.
The Carpophilus beetle in almonds. It's an invasive pest that can cause a lot of damage, and it's getting into the almond industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brent Holtz is a UC-ANR farm advisor based in San Joaquin County.
It's like a small grain beetle, and it gets into the, you know, especially like the nonpareils. It gets in there and feeds on the nut, just like navel orangeworm does. And, you know, the problem is I think it's harder to get rid of with sanitation and the other methods that we've been able to get rid of it with navel orangeworm.
Yeah, sanitation is when these infested nuts, they're not really shaken off the tree during harvest, and they stick in the tree. So sanitation is to get those nuts out of the ground and shred them to destroy that larvae. But with the Carpophilus beetle, they may be harvested.
You know, it's a beetle. It's a tougher guy than a lepidopteran. Anyway, I don't really know too much about the biology, but it's increasing pretty rapidly, and it looks like it's going to be a future problem for us if we have spray timings down for it or anything like we do with navel orangeworm.
The beetle's presence in the industry really threatens the almond industry in many ways, leading to yield loss.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K painting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After months of discussions with agricultural leaders and community members, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife awarded $2 million to organizations supporting efforts to reduce wolf livestock conflicts. The funding includes $1.1 million to the California Farm Bureau's California Bountiful Foundation to reimburse producers who have suffered a confirmed or probable wolf attack on livestock. The other organizations receiving funding: Sierra Valley Resource Conservation District, Honey Lake Valley Resource Conservation District, and Working Circle will use the remaining funds to assist in relevant outreach and education. We haven't heard clearly from ranchers how hard the return of wolves have been on their livelihoods, not just financially, but in the day-to-day mental and physical toll of managing this animal, CDFW Director Megan Hurdle said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 South on the off-ramp to Morrow Road. CHP said it's a two-vehicle collision with both vehicles on the right-hand shoulder. The area is not significantly impacted in regards to traffic, and CHP has a unit at the scene. Traffic report brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Thursday through the weekend and into Tuesday next week. Upper 90s on Thursday, 101 on Friday, 100 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday and Monday, 96 a week from today. Currently, it is 76 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors is reporting an upbeat quarter and says it's investing to step up domestic manufacturing. CEO Mary Barra says GM will be able to make more than 2 million cars and trucks in the U.S. next year, and producing vehicles here will reduce the company's tariff exposure. She says demand is holding up for pickup trucks and SUVs, and GM continues to lower warranty costs and reduce electric vehicle losses. Drug giant Novo Nordisk is accused its competitor Eli Lilly of false advertising. Novo is suing Lilly. The auto parts and repair chain The Pep Boys is being sold to Mavis Tire Express Services. It's been owned by Icon Enterprises since 2016. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Remember, for all your computer needs, whether you have some issues, even having trouble maybe hooking up a new printer to your computer, or you need some parts, et cetera, the folks, Knowledge Computers, they will help you out. They're located at 1740 Spring Street, Suite C, knowledgecomputers.com, or you can call 226-5200 for Knowledge Computers.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today we're going to continue the story of the Rock Creek shootout that took place between David McCandless and James Butler Hickok, a story that has several different endings. Although David McCandless was married and had a family when he moved to Rock Creek, Nebraska, he chose to take his mistress and not his family. Later, McCandless did send for his family, but he kept up his mistress on the side. In 1861, the Pony Express bought the house where McCandless was living for a relay station. James Butler Hickok came to the relay station as a stock tender. McCandless was a gruff, overpowering man. It seems that McCandless immediately picked up on Hickok's rather large nose and started calling him Duck Bill. In order to get back at McCandless, Hickok periodically visited McCandless's paramour. On July 12, 1861, McCandless, his 12-year-old son, and two other men went to the relay station. Some stories say it was because the Pony Express was behind in payments. Others that McCandless wanted to have it out with Hickok. From here, everything gets confusing. One source in 1867, Harper's New Monthly Magazine, said Hickok ended up single-handedly killing McCandless and his gang of 10 cutthroats. Another source had Hickok outdrawing McCandless and shooting two men. Still another says Hickok shot an unarmed McCandless and wounded the other two men who were finished off by others. Which is true? Well, we can definitely eliminate the killing of the gang of 10. The other two? Who knows? Also from this incident came one of the stories about how Hickok became known as Wild Bill. In relating the confrontation, Hickok said, "I was wild and I struck savage blows."
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Freedy Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Freedy Oak Revival.
West is the general.
Freedy Oak Revival.
Local news update brought to you by Storey Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's agenda contains a consent item to approve an acquisition of land needed for the 24th Street Bridge construction project. The Federal Highway Administration has notified the city it will provide funding for the construction phase of the project. The County of San Luis Obispo invites residents to attend an information session of the possible extension of Diablo Canyon Power Plant's operation through 2045. The session will be held Thursday, July 30th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Concho Xiaojin Government Center in San Luis Obispo. The meeting will also be streamed live at slowspan.org for those who cannot attend in person. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 76 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Storey Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. 10th straight night of bombing. Iran is not stopping the Islamic Republic from targeting its neighbors.
The Iranians are launching new attacks today. Earlier sirens sounded across Bahrain amid incoming Iranian missile fire. The Jordanians say they shot down at least five incoming Iranian drones.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. The War Department says Sergeant Michael Emanuel Swinton of Fayetteville, North Carolina, died in northern Iraq during a controlled detonation of a downed one-way unmanned drone July 19th. The incident is under investigation. Voters giving a thumbs down to President Trump for his handling of the economy, dropping 13 points between March of last year and June of this year in the latest Fox News surveys. And the body of the late South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham will be honored in a private ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda next Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Okay, sunshine low to mid-90s has been updated a little bit. And some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 60s, and we'll be in the low to mid-90s again on your Wednesday. Upper 90s Thursday, 102 on Friday, 100 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday and Monday, and mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6.03 a.m., 8.16 p.m. We are at 78 degrees already. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, Dale Evanson, a San Luis Obispo County Cattleman of the Year, and then Anita Schauer, Miss Etiquette, will be on with Eric this afternoon from 12.30 till 2 as Barry takes his summer sabbatical. All right, there you go. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition, the right choice. The office is not opened, and so go. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here. Email. I believe my husband spends 2.5 days a month looking for items. Wow, it's pretty messed up. My husband spends way more than 2.5 days a year looking for misplaced things. Okay, well, let's see here. There was something else that I came across, and I don't know what happened to it. Let's see here. It has to do with the email, because we went through this migration, which has been a headache, but it is, what will happen is when you do reception at kprl.com, there's something else it's going to say on there, and I can't, I just saw it the other day. Anyway, it's the reception, the emails stay the same. All the emails stay the same. What happens with the reception at kprl.com, it just may look a little bit different and say something reception and something after there. But again, none of the emails have changed here at the station. We just went through migration. Okay, let's see here. Nope, that's not it. It was here. Email name. Did you tell all the email addresses are the same? The name of the reception email was changed after migration. I have no idea, but But the email address is the exact reception at kprl.com. It just shows up with the name KPRL listener information. Okay, so, but it is the same. Got it. This has turned into brain surgery as usual with these things. After we were told, oh, it's going to be real easy. No problems whatsoever. Let's see here. What else? Further information. Had to laugh. Snarky. Oh, today's ribbon cutting. I don't know what these pictures are. Anyway, all right, so whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So we've got so this was one going back before Ray called in. An illegal immigrant who's serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Michigan woman, it is suing President Donald Trump, alleging he faced humiliation when his case was used as a political talking point, and he is demanding $75 million a public apology, and U.S. citizenship. Well, you shouldn't have committed the crime, dirtbag. All right. He goes on to cry again. He's in jail for a long, long time. And Trump used the mugshots in commercials as an example of murderers, rapists, and drug traffickers in the United States illegally. Okay? Now, he is saying, or it is saying, that he was mocked by prison staff and other inmates. Too bad. Again, I don't know what attorney took this. I was put into a category. Who I was as a person no longer mattered. Well, it didn't matter when you killed somebody either, dirtbag. What only mattered was my race, my case, and immigration status. Once again, it belittled me, shamed my dignity, and what I was as a person. Then he goes on, this genius, the shame it brought to my family name is a reality I have to live with now. Wait a minute, the shame it brought to his family because Trump used his mug in a political campaign. The shame it brought to your family is when you killed someone. Well, you know, I know those of you out there who care for every single thing that breathes in this world. Now, he's serving a sentence of 39 to 102 years in prison. Let's hope he doesn't make it. Let's hope he doesn't make it. He's just dumb. Just dumb. Okay, so here's something that I came across because it was part of the conversation yesterday having to do with this whatever may be built now across from Flampson. Whether it's a homeless, a home key, whatever shelter, who knows what it's going to be. I'm just getting... I like information, but I'm not finding any consistency. So, but there was a news story, I don't know, maybe a year ago, and it had to do, and Karen had it on her show, with, I don't know if it was Poly or some other entity here in the county that became exempt of property taxes. And it was a significant amount of money that the county wasn't going to see anymore. So, and I see that I can't get a number, an exact number, regarding how many properties have been declared exempt from property taxes. What I found was there is no single public registry that provides a fixed total of how many nonprofits in San Luis Obispo County are entirely exempt from property taxes. Now, a nonprofit property is not automatically tax exempt. It has to apply for states' exemptions, you know, and things like that. And I don't know the process, obviously. But I know, at least from what I remember from what Karen told me, that it was growing. So think about that. If you have more and more of these properties, and again, we don't have a number, who are not paying property taxes, who makes up the difference? Well, we have to. Us, the rest of us, the poor slobs. As we've mentioned over the years regarding the Phillips 66, Diablo Canyon, the push to get rid of Oceano Dunes, that's all money. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars they bring in. So you have that combination, and then you have the combination of more non-exempt, I mean, the nonprofits with the exempt for property taxes, not in all cases, remember. So who gets stuck with the burden? That's right. You and I with the money trees in the backyard. Just thought I'd let you know. Speaking of backyards, let's see if I can get this. Here it is. Somebody sent this to me yesterday when I just got off the air. Less lawn, more efficiency. Said the mail, this was in the mail with our water bill. I want to double check to see. I don't know what city it is. I'm assuming it's Paso Robles, but how many of you got this? New rules for watering lawns in California. Again. All right, here we go. California AB 1572 will soon prohibit the use of potable drinking water to irrigate non-functional turf at most municipal, government, commercial, industrial, and institutional properties, including common areas managed by homeowners association, that's HOAs. Non-functional turf is grass that serves no recreational or community purpose. Residential properties are not affected. These new rules provide an opportunity to create welcoming new spaces that showcase the beauty of native and low water use plants and highlight your commitment to sustainability. They also work in tandem with California Model Water Efficient Landscape Ordinance, which all sets standard that take action early to reduce water use and showcase water use efficiency of your property. Okay. Meanwhile, continue to order cities to put in housing and so forth that requires water. That's okay. Now, again, here it is. This is from the city of Paso Robles. What is a non-functional turf? Examples include narrow lawn strips in and around parking lots, decorative lawn alongside sidewalks, buildings, and fences, lawn between buildings with no seating, access, or activity, lawn in medians, roundabouts, or entry signage zones, sloped or oddly shaped areas that are hard to use or water efficiently. Okay. Water efficiently can be a little tricky depending on the sun and if you have any trees that are able to at least help out a little bit. Because I know we've got some spots on our lawn at home that I used to battle it, but I don't anymore because of the sun coming, the sunrise and the sunset. It's a combination that gets us these couple of areas at the same time. And I just said, you know what? I'll wait till fall. It'll be back to normal. I'm not going to waste any more. Okay. So now, what happens if you don't comply? At this time, the city is focusing on education and outreach regarding these requirements, not imposing fines or violations of AB 1572. However, the State Water Resources Control Board has the authority to impose civil penalties of up to $1,000 per day under the California law. Okay, so this is by January 1st, 2027. Public properties owned or managed by local governments must stop watering non-functional turf with the potable water by 2027. Again, commercial, industrial, and other institutional properties are required to comply by 2028 and homeowners associations by 2029. So it's that important that we're going to wait a couple of years. Now, again, this does not apply to residential functional turf areas actively used for recreation or community events or the use of recycled water for irrigation. Okay, so there you go. Just a little heads up on some warnings for you down the road. And I'm sure there'll be more. They will probably, as they said, the city is going to do the education on this and so forth. Bottom line is we don't want to waste water, which, okay, I understand that. But I wonder how many of these, what do they call them, the green whatevers in some of the developments that the city mandates that the developer puts in, will they be subject to this or not? I have no idea. No idea. I'm sure the city will be working on that and letting us know as they educate us more. Okay, going back to something silly, because silly sometimes works best. The part of a little bit of the conversation this morning came about losing things. And, you know, the glasses, the phones, the keys, wallets, you know, some other things as well, etc. And but this is amazing. Chris, are you ready for this one?
Ready.
Do you have any idea what is the most stolen food item globally?
the most stolen food item.
Right.
From like a restaurant or a grocery store? Or does it not specify?
It does not specify.
Bread.
No. I would have said candy.
Fair enough.
However, it's cheese. Estimated 4% of all cheese produced worldwide ends up stolen. Driven by its high value and easy resale potential on the black market, it is frequently targeted by organized crime rings rather than individual shoplifters.
Huh.
Okay. Well, okay. So when you get into a little bit more specific, retail grocery, premium meats, baby formula, cosmetics, and razor blades. Now, this is ironic. This is comical. What's the most stolen book in the world?
The Bible.
Yep.
Had to think about that one for a second.
And the reason they give here is specifically the Gideon Bible because it's in hotel rooms. I don't know if they're in hotel rooms anymore. Have you ever looked in to see if there's a Bible in the hotel room, Chris?
Not recently. There hasn't been one, but I know not too long ago I did have a Bible in a hotel room I stayed at.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a hotel room for a long time, and maybe it's where you are in this country. I have no idea.
This was in Vegas.
I mean, what's the point of putting one in Vegas? I mean, that's for people stealing the Bible. Jeez, that's just, I don't know why. It's comical. The most stolen vehicle is the Chevy Silverado, according to this. I thought it was a Honda vehicle, but anyway, that's what's on here. And cash and jewelry are the top items taken in residential break-ins. That's why you need to be very secure in your own home, in your home, and so forth, and do what you should do that, though. All right, so just a couple of things that were brought up or pointed out earlier today in connection with the people spending 2.5 days a year, which, again, I don't buy that at all. Looking for items, no way, no how. All right, let's see here. What do we have in today in history? Well, let me go back and double check. Nope. Okay, so today in history, what happened? Well, you may have heard of this gentleman. His name was George Carlin, and he was a comedian, one of the best comedians of all time. He was arrested in Milwaukee on this day in 1972 for performing his 7 words you can never say on television routine. The charges were dismissed when the judge declared that the language is indecent, but Carlin had the freedom to say it as long as he caused no disturbance. Now, this was at a show, not on television. So the people that were going there, I don't know how this came about, but if you were going to go to a George Carlin show, you could probably guess that the routine would be a little bit different than it was on television. I know I experienced that firsthand with him in concert. All right, also something that we don't think about. We think about television. I mean, come on. Now, check this out, if you can imagine it, and you have to think of the times, too, always. In 1931, okay, 1931, CBS begins broadcasting from their experimental station in New York. The first program was hosted by the New York mayor, Jimmy Walker, and featured Kate Smith, the Boswell sisters, and George Gershwin. The station used a 60-line mechanical television system and had the first regular 7-day broadcast schedule, and it broadcast 28 hours a week. Now, one of the things I've mentioned this, that Ed McMahon wrote a pretty darn good book about television, I don't know how many years ago, obviously, it may have been released after he died, I don't remember, but anyway, he, like many who became extremely famous, you can go through the 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s, where he was explaining, because he was not out of, but did shows because most of the network, even the nationals, were in New York or even Pennsylvania, as many of you may recall from the start a bandstand, because that was a Philly. It's where it started. Then, you know, Dick Clark came out, like everybody else did. But one of the things that they had to do back in the day with television, they had to scramble to get shows. They didn't have enough material. That's why if you go back, and if you know, you could probably find it on YouTube, and some of these things were just absolutely hideous. But again, you have to take in consideration the times. And one of the other things that some of you may remember, that your nightly news, you know, your late news, whether at 10 or 11 o'clock, it was only 10 or 15 minutes long. And then that was it. The night was over or something like that. And because most stations, I'm guessing until the late 60s, maybe even the early 70s, they signed off at midnight. And that may, again, depend on the area and so forth. But it's fascinating, if you can get the book by Ed McMahon, to see the talent on people that became extremely successful on the shows they were doing. He did a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, these people were working nonstop. It was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing. And a lot of names popped up that, you know, most people would recognize. And obviously, Ed McMahon would be one of them. All right, let's see here. In 1925, Mr. Scopes is found guilty of teaching evolution in Tennessee. Mr. Scopes from Louisville. He was fined $100. $100. Okay. Again, that was in 1925. Mr. Dillinger, John Dillinger, in 1923, committed his first criminal offense. It was a car theft in Indiana, for which he was never caught. He abandoned the vehicle 17 miles away, and of course, he continued on, and et cetera, et cetera. Also, this is a connection to Paso Robles. And for those of you that may not be aware, I forget the name. Was it James? Now, I know Frank and Jesse, but who was the one here locally? He was their uncle, I think. What was his name? Come on, somebody. Anyway, the outlaws, Jesse James and his brother, and the younger brothers robbed their first train. They derailed a Rock Island train that was in Iowa. They stole $2,000 from the safe and $1,000 from the passenger. Okay. What is the name? That's gonna bug me the rest of the day. James. Oh, well. Pretty important day. The first major battle of the war, in the Civil War in 1861. It was the first battle of Bull Run. All right? Okay, and the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, he credited the spy Rose O'Neill Greenhow for the victory due to the information she gathered. And that was not that uncommon back in the day. I think if you read a little bit about history, you'll see that. So much for global warming. In 1983, it was the coldest record recorded on Earth. Minus 128 degrees. Wow. Let's see here. This would be something, again, you talk about people with guts. This day in 1946, the first jet fighter to land and take off from a ship. The FD-1 Phantom lands and takes off again from the USS Roosevelt. You know, when you go back and, you know, with people that do things like that, I'm glad they do. I'm glad they do it. All right, we are out of time here. Probably somebody was calling in to help me. Are you sure it was Frank James? Because the names I had here with the outlaws on this day is Frank and Jesse James. Oh, it's Drury. It just popped in my head. Got it before it ruined my day. Pretty sure it was Drury James.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A jury in San Luis Obispo County has convicted 40-year-old Robert Wade Moore of the fourth of robbery and two counts of assault. Moore assaulted a 67-year-old worker at Smart and Final in San Luis Obispo, and the worker confronted him regarding the stolen product in the parking lot of the store. He faces a maximum of 5 years in state prison. One person is dead from a rollover crash yesterday afternoon on Adelaide Road west of Paso Robles. CHP said the vehicle rolled over off the highway and onto its roof. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 78 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, Eric's in for Barry this afternoon, 12:30 to 2. And first up, he'll have Cattleman of the Year, Mr. Dale Edison. And then also Anita Showers, Ms. Etiquette. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Make sure everybody's hydrated. And thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour, the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.